Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message.
Text messages blowing up. Text roulette. What are we solving for you today? What do you want to know? And you can stay anonymous. 414-432-1099. That's the Siding Unlimited text line. Go ahead and ask us anything. Maybe it's something that's been bugging you. Maybe it's something silly. And you're like, you know what? People talk about this all the time. I need to know from you.
Yes, let's spin that roulette wheel and get to this morning's question.
All right. Where is it gonna land?
Five.
Ooh, we're kind of...
Ooh, something new this morning.
Something new. Here we go. Let me just double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. This is something that a lot of people are probably wondering. When is a good time to sell my house? Has anyone had luck at a certain time of year? Need some help with this one, people. 414-432-1099.
Well, there's definitely realtors that are listening to the show. We've got a couple friends that are realtors.
Yeah.
We could reach out to them and find out.
Good.
Is there an actual better time? Well, don't they say that the worst time to sell, at least where we live, is winter?
Well, see, I don't know because there were houses selling in my neighborhood. I was going to bring that up, but there were houses that said accepted offer like right after Thanksgiving. And I'm thinking, well... maybe it's any time. I don't know. Is it any time of the year? This is a great question because I have no clue either.
Now, think about it. As I say, that would be a bad time to sell a house because not many people are moving in wintertime where we live. That may actually be the best time to sell a house because there aren't as many other houses on the market at that time. So if you sell it during prime time, which is typically what, spring and summer, especially because you think about people taking kids in and out of school districts and things, that's summertime is probably easier to do that, I would imagine. Then you have so many other houses on sale, yours might not stand out. If there aren't as many on the market in winter, this may be the best time to sell.
That might be the best time to sell. This is when... the wintertime, well, actually, just before Christmas, my wife and I looked at our house, which we're still in. It's our starter house. And we put an offer in. And we moved in February 1st, 2002. So it was right in
you
the heart of winter.
You did this during winter?
We did it during winter.
What was moving during that time like?
We actually got a good day. It was like 40 on February 1st. I remember that. But then we had a snowstorm like the week later. And I was like, ooh, yeah, it's the first snowstorm in our house.
Oh, do you remember being excited about your long driveway? Radar, where's that excitement now?
Gone.
Now maybe you're talking about moving to a condo.
Maybe this is a good question for those of you who are looking to sell, those empty nesters. When is a good time to sell my house? Has anyone had luck at a certain time of year? That's our text roulette today, 414-432-1099. You can call or text that number. Let us know what you think.
Help out this mixed listener who sent in this question. And it's a good one because I kind of want to know, when is the best time to sell your house?
Cindy, can you answer this texter's question? They want to know, when's a good time to sell their house?
When the mortgage rates go down, because they're very high, because it's the first of the year.
They are. So they is that always the case?
Pardon?
Is that always the case that they're high at the start of the year?
If you want to sell the house and you put the sign up and you already have a house, it doesn't matter. People are going to want to look anyways and put the phone number down to call. I was interested in a house here in Heartland, Wisconsin, and the sign was up for like a whole year.
Whoa.
And I went to go and look for the number. It's down. So somebody bought it.
Ooh. You waited too long.
Yeah.
I waited too long.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to wait until maybe March to see if the mortgage rates go down because they're so very high and it's because of the new year.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there. And I'm looking also online and it says that spring and summer in Wisconsin really is the best time to sell a home because that's when the weather is nice and there's more demand for the homes. They're saying in winter, if you need to sell quickly, you might not have the luxury of being able to do that because not many people are looking for homes during that time of the year.
Might have that couple looking for their first home with two kids like I was back in the day. And, oh, boom, just scoop this house up now because we love it.
And how long have you been in that house now?
It has been, what is this, 25? It'll be 23 years.
Well, yeah. And also, fun little fact here, it says that the average home in Wisconsin sits on the market for around 68 days.
Wow.
So that number can vary a little bit, I'm sure, based on the condition of the home and the neighborhood and the schools. But, yeah, that's a little while. Cindy, good luck, Cindy, finding that house.
Good luck, big time. Thank you so much for joining the show for Text Roulette.